Welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a professional nude skydiver, ladies and gentlemen, look up in the sky. That naked woman is Alexis Thompson.
It's very freeing. I'm already doing it. Very nice. Yes. Amateur style, though. Oh, okay. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Holly Robert.
Here I go.
Flapping away.
Look at Holly fly. Look at Holly fly. Good morning, all of you. It's Friday. Friday. That's what we say around here. April 19th, 2024. Welcome to our broadcast. Welcome to your life. Welcome to your weekend. Welcome to Bicycle Day. Welcome to Education and Sharing Day. Welcome to Humorous Day. We'll try to live up to that. Welcome to National Amaretto Day. I'll try to live up to that later. Welcome to Chicken Parmesan Day. Welcome to National Garlic Day. Welcome to National Hanging Out Day. So go hang out somewhere.
Good day for that. It's Friday.
Yeah. Welcome to Rice Ball Day. So go eat a rice ball.
Yum.
And welcome to your Friday coffee.
Yes.
I want to go to there.
That's right, Liz Lemon.
Oh. I want to go to there.
Yeah, I do too, Liz. I do too. Elmer Fudd, how are you today? Perfect. Perfect. Lil John, you doing good?
Yeah!
Perfect. Where's that Jalexis baby doll that we used to sell in the first couple years of our show? Where is she?
I love my mommy. Daddy's kind of an asshole.
Oh, there she is. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's the Jason and Alexis season one, season two cursing baby doll.
Oh, I thought she, I forgot how creepy she was.
Yeah.
Good night, moon again. She's a
Oh my gosh, Lex.
That's my doll.
That's it. That's Alexis's doll.
Play with me, you self-centered.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, there they are.
Sassy.
Very sassy. Hey, we got slimed yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It happened.
And Holly Roberts didn't even need to lay on our lap.
No. That's right. That's what we thought was going to happen.
We did.
But it was actually a bench and not two chairs.
Yeah. I why didn't they think? The minute we got up there, the three of us were like, wait a minute. Holly doesn't have to lay on our lap. I mean, not that that wouldn't be enjoyable. We would make the most of it and laugh. And we'd be like a treat her like a beautiful, beautiful Afghan, you know?
Yeah.
I would have gotten all that slime.
Oh, or that. Yeah.
Dumped all over. I mean,
everywhere.
But we did anyways.
Yeah.
True. Although we were wearing some protective gear, which I was not expecting.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know if they were going to provide all that. I brought us shower caps.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I was laughing with Alexis because historically, people have rightfully acknowledged that Alexis and I have physically large heads, just physically large melons.
Mm-hmm.
And Holly, I don't like to use the word normal a lot, but Holly has a normal melon. I mean, just a great sized head. You know,
hats fit nice.
It just, right, Lex?
It sits on my neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, but just take the compliment, Holly. You have a you have a nice melon.
It's a good thing. Yeah.
It's a good, yeah. It's a good.
Trying to buy baseball caps for us can be a challenge very hard sometimes. Yeah.
So I go to the Target to try to find some, because, you know, I don't have hair nets just, I don't have shower caps just laying around the crib. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I went to the Target to try to find these, and I did laugh out. I did not expect this. I don't often buy shower caps. First of all, I didn't even know where they would be, so I had to ask the Target team member where shower caps would be, and the teenager looked at me like, what? Like, what? He didn't even know what they were. But so I finally found them, and I did giggle. I didn't laugh, but I giggled out loud because there were like four varieties. And I look at the packaging, and the one said regular size. Right. So then I smiled at that one, and I'm like, well, if there's a regular, damn it, you know there has to be like a jumbo. Sure enough, right next, there's a two-for-oner, a two-for-one in one packaging, and it's large size. So I'm like, well, there we go. There's Bingo. Bingo is his name-o. I got the shower caps for me and for Lex and me.
Yep.
And they fit perfectly.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, I know, right?
Whew.
I know. I thought about the realities as I was driving home of what it would have been like had we had that crap in our hair, even dried off, because they do provide towels. But even that, it would have been real bad.
Yes.
Real bad.
I did not realize the weight of the slime.
I know. You said that the minute. Well, we just kind of sat there in shock for like 10 seconds.
2 seconds, yeah. I was like, whoa. And I guess, yeah, you had to make it that way for the consistency. And then the way that it hit my face was that then it started rolling down my forehead and into my eyes. And then a drop hit my lip, and instinctually, I licked my lips.
You did?
Yes.
Blah.
And let me tell you, do you know what it tasted like?
No.
Very chemically, it felt like I took a highlighter and just started sucking on it.
Ew.
Oh. And I still had that taste in my mouth later, too. But it's not toxic, because I did ask. That little drop just like flew right in there. But it... It was super fun.
Oh, yeah.
And to have them like, so just to, you know, you watched so much on TV, right? When we were kids, and we thought, oh, that would be so much fun. And then it's like childhood goal unlocked. I had that feeling as well, other than, ew. You guys too?
Yeah. I mean, I felt like, a mix of real, because I felt wet.
Uh-huh.
I felt the weight on my head of it. And then on my shoulders, it started, there was an opening between the parka and the t-shirt.
Oh.
And it started seeping down my back.
Oh, you didn't put your hood of your poncho up.
Ooh.
No, I did not.
Oh.
So it started seeping down. And it was so... It that feeling of something creeping down your back, cold, wet, and slimy.
Ooh.
I couldn't wait to get toweled off. So,
yes.
Yeah.
I put the hood up of the poncho. I took my arms in.
Yeah, that was so smart of you.
And they provided some wonderful Crocs so that I didn't even have to wear my footwear. My feet were green until I took a bath last night. I was like, oh, look, leftovers.
Yeah.
But yummy. It was all over my forehead. You're like, oh, look at that, Lex. Like, scrub that off. But
during the countdown, my heart started to race.
And they counted down from 10.
But I had some serious heart palpitations. Because, you know, in anticipation. Because
yes.
I've never done anything like that in my life. And I didn't know what it was going to be like. And so I was excited and nervous, and then I just couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was like you were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they do it right out in the open. So you might, if you're walking around Nickelodeon Universe, I guess it looks like a sliming station, but
yeah.
They have a little stage set up and everything. And yeah, so we had a little crowd, which was really fun.
Well,
and some my talkers too, which was great.
Did we post
it? Figured it out.
Did we post it?
Well, Jonathan was there and Phil, and Jonathan has tweeted out some pictures and some video, but not officially, not through the my talk account yet.
Okay, so let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Oh God, you know this is just going to give me an aneurysm. So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
So the listeners have posted stuff, but we haven't yet.
No. Yeah. Yep. Nailed it. Yep. You got it.
Okay.
We did go live on Instagram because that's how my husband watched it. But
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that's put.
No.
Maybe I'm speaking out of turn here. I haven't checked this morning.
No, Lex, we never speak out of turn here. No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I don't see.
Up.
Oh, it's not up yet. Yeah.
No. Okay.
Okay. There's... Well,
no.
Sometime today.
Well,
hopefully.
And let me tell you, the official My Talk pictures from this Nickelodeon Universe sliming are going to be so cute. And so fun.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
He showed us a little tease of them, and yeah. We could almost make a flip book.
Yeah.
When it's released in the summer of 2024. Yes. No. Well, as soon as it's
it
up.
It is forthcoming, Megan. It is coming. It was really fun, yes.
Yeah, it was really fun. We will show you photographic evidence.
It did happen.
When the time is right. I don't know when that time is. Okay.
Oh, gosh. But it was really fun once we got slimed. Jennifer and Jacob were our slimers from Nickelodeon Universe. And she's like, is it okay if I... And I'm like, yes, touch me. Go ahead, touch away. And she ripped the poncho away.
Oh, yeah.
Which was great. And then we just like tossed the thing. And then that, later on, they were taking the squeegees out and they had a whole routine to clean it up because it's real grimy.
It's gross.
Yeah.
And it's thick and it gets everywhere.
I don't know why I thought it would be more milky, but it wasn't. It was more like gluey, slimy. Yeah.
Let's never say milky before 6:30 in the morning. We're gonna take a break. And when we come back, a little WTF.
Oh, well, no doubt, no trivia needed when it comes to finding the right bathroom remodeling company for you. Because just go straight to Rebath. They're a one-stop shop. They do it all. Remove, replace, remodel. They can take your bathroom, completely re-gut it, redo it, do the design and everything in 5 days or less. Yeah. Less stress, less time away from your bathroom and, you know, back to normalcy. Pretty quickly, and that's what's so wonderful. You can sign up to have a designer come to your home. They'll bring the hundreds of options available to you, and they'll look at your space, your budget, come up with a beautiful design. A team of two will come in and install everything, and yeah, that will take 5 days or less, and then they have fantastic post warranties and, you know, just getting the job done, feeling good. So you can sign up at rebath.com, check out some beautiful before and after pictures, well, the afters. And then, or you can stop into their showroom, which is in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue. A replica of my bathroom is there. Rebath.com. Mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Well, it's here. It's Taylor Swift Day.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody cares about anything else but Taylor Swift today. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. While we were all sleeping, you heard Holly with the Dirt Alert.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor dropped, what, was a double album?
Yep.
Holly?
Yeah, it was a double album. Surprise.
The Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, yeah, I'm never going to get that right, but... Okay. Well, we're going to try to play what we can of that a little bit later because she cusses
she
in it, right?
A lot of bad words in it.
Yeah. Come on, Taylor.
Oh, yeah. I'm reading the lyrics of a particular song right here, and I just feel like confidently we can't play much on the air.
Oh, great.
It needs to be vetted.
Should we just go home? I mean, let's just, nothing is really working out for us today. Taylor puts out two CDs, but we can't, whatever. Okay.
What's that?
Nothing.
Hold on, I gotta come back. What did I miss?
I said, Taylor can dump two CDs, but we can't get a picture of us gross out there. I mean, Jonathan. Caca! Jonathan beat us to the punch.
Anyway. Yeah.
Let's do this. It's time for weekly trivia face-off.
Yep. That's at 8:30 today.
Let's hope that goes right.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It'll be great. Holly, who do we have today?
Today we have production maestro Rocco, and we have my husband, Chip.
Yay!
And he's coming into the studio because I say, get your buns in here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's tried to play trivia once before. We had some technical difficulties.
Yes, we did.
I don't think he's ever really been on the show before.
No.
No, I think that was the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're going to ask for the most embarrassing Holly stories. This is going to be great.
That's a whole other segment. What's a category, Holly?
The category, thank you for asking, Jason, is 420. If you look on your calendar, today is 419 and tomorrow is 420. Now, I will say that Trivia Mafia has done a very clever job in incorporating some 420 themes into some general trivia questions. They're very clever over there at Trivia Mafia.
They are.
Sure are.
Yeah.
Well, shall we practice and get our minds going?
Yeah. So I've got some not so clever questions to get our minds going that are a little more on the theme.
Okay.
But it will get you thinking maybe perhaps in the right direction.
Got it. I don't think I'm going to be very good at these.
I'm not either. We're just going to admit it. And it'll be apropos of our show today, so it'll be perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, try this one. I think you're going to get this. What dramedy series starred Mary Louise Parker as a widowed mother of two who starts selling cannabis to support her family?
Weeds.
Final answer.
We loved that show.
I have never watched it, Lex. You watched it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think you watched it too?
No.
I know I watched it with my husband.
Yeah, you kept telling me it was like Dexter. Dexter, I jumped on. Weeds, I did not jump up. Yeah, I need to.
Love. Very good.
Let's try another question. During his 1992 presidential campaign, what candidate famously said that he had experimented with marijuana while he was a student, but he didn't inhale?
Billy Boy, final answer.
Yep.
Billy Boy, acceptable. Yes. Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, you know, I don't wonder with all of the, legislation legalizing marijuana, if a lot of what happened in Weeds, and if a president or someone, authority said something like this, if it would be a bigger deal now. Probably not.
Well, I just remember how big it was when Billy Boy said that.
Oh, yeah.
And now, given our current politics, it wouldn't even be a blip. Yeah, it wouldn't even be in the news at all. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be like the fourth joke in a Colbert monologue.
Right, thank you. Right. If you're an even number four.
Buried, yeah.
Oh, all right, here's another one. We're warming up for our weekly trivia face-off. Little 420-esque trivia. Here's another one. The fruity title of what 2008 comedy film starring James Franco and Seth Rogen refers to a rare strain of cannabis?
Oh, that's Pineapple
Express.
That's it. Final answer.
Teamwork makes the dream work. It's Pineapple Express.
We are Cheech and Chong today.
Wow.
We're doing pretty well, Lex.
Yeah. Wow. Surprising.
You guys are doing really well. All right. Yeah. Well, we've got time for one more question here.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The musician and actor born Calvin Brodus launched a digital media business in 2015 named Mary Jane that was focused on news about marijuana. By what moniker is Brodus more generally known?
Oh, man.
Calvin Brodus.
Calvin Brodus.
Calvin
Klein. It was like a weed news. Oh, man.
You're going to say it,
and we're going to go, Calvin. Calvin. Is that 50 Cent? 50? He's Curtis. No, he's Curtis.
Come on. Get to the drawer.
Okay, wait.
I know you guys can do it.
His name is Calvin Brodus.
Yes.
CB. Bro.
No, Brodus.
Calvin.
Okay, can you repeat the question? I know we've totally been out.
Just what is his stage name? Think about it.
Calvin. Brodus. Oh my gosh.
What is it?
You guys, it's Snoop Dogg.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I knew you'd say it. We go, no.
The slime got in our brain.
Oh, well, shoot.
Wow.
I'm on mute and watch with Alexis this morning because she did ingest some of it. So if she starts climbing up the walls, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
It just popped in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
That's
she
slime.
Is.
Man. She's going to... We should have gotten that one, Jace. Yeah.
Of course we should have. My goodness. Colonial people would have gotten that. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Hey everyone, it's Alexis. Last year I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Well, you're fine when you bite into McDonald's McRib sandwich. You'll find McRib in the middle is swimming in sauce. It's McRib. Tender pork on a homestyle bun. Pickle and a taste of onion.
All meat on the rib all through.
Tastes like a no-bones barbecue. You deserve a break today.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That's right, and we're proud of it. We are mediocre at its best.
Amen.
Especially today.
Gosh, it kind of feels like it, doesn't it?
Right?
No bones.
No, yeah.
No video. McRib. No pics.
Oh my gosh.
You live for days like this, don't you, Lex? When I'm just irritated as the day is long.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you're triggering my coughing, too.
Oh, I know.
So funny.
I don't need to do that.
No, no, please.
I will lower my irritation.
No
bones. Oh, yeah. Anyway. Hey, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Hey, I don't know if you know this, but Taylor Swift dropped, and we only knew about this because our boss emailed us a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had no idea until
Reminder.
B. Arthur typed one of her 452 post smoke break emails to let us know that this is audio of her typing that email, that Taylor Swift was going to be dropping an album. But we didn't know until Holly just told us in the Dirt Alert the damn thing's two. It's two.
Well, most fans just found out because she just dropped them.
Okay.
We didn't know.
But you have on the sheet here,
yeah.
Not only are we getting two albums,
yeah,
but there's merch.
Oh,
she dropped merch, too?
Oh, yes. This is a...
Oh, my God.
A well-oiled machine. And, yes, so you can, of course, get all the music in all different forms. There's vinyl. There's probably a cassette, even. Definitely CD and digital. You can buy
it all. There is a cassette, Alexis.
Fabulous. See, there you go.
Holly, there is not.
On Taylor Swift's website.
Yep.
Oh,
and you gonna get that? I need a cassette player again.
No.
I still have all the mixtapes my husband made me. Anyway, and to play Taylor Swift if you'd like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But you could buy a sweatshirt. You could buy a bracelet. It looks like some shorts. Now there are things that aren't available quite yet. So what's on the website right now is a black sweatshirt. There's a picture of her on the front. All like, you know, model-esque posing.
Yeah, it's very dramatic.
Yes. And then she has kind of a logo, the way the T, you know, the tortured poets department, all the letters are kind of smashed together. So you can get a bracelet and a necklace right now. You know, fairly reasonably priced. Oh, and some stud earrings as well. The earrings are $25.
What's on the earrings?
That logo of the letters smashed together.
Okay.
The necklace is $35, the bracelet's $40, and the crew neck sweatshirt is $65.
Okay.
And it looks like what's coming is some sweatpants and more sweatshirts and t-shirts and things like that. A hat.
Sadly, $65 is pretty normal for merch like this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's the going rate, which just seems... Can you... I mean... If if you would have, if we can go back into a time machine, if you would have told all of us in our 20s that people would be spending $65 on a sweatshirt, I think all three of us would laugh.
Yeah. The hoodies are $75 when they're available.
Oh my God. Just because $10 more for a hood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff is already sold out.
What?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Holly, it's 6:30 Central and Mountain.
People stayed up all night.
Not available.
Not available. The only thing that is available, let's see here. I would like to buy, you could buy the earrings, you can buy the necklace, you can buy the bracelet, and you can buy a crew neck sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Just one.
Just one. Mm-hmm. And it's black.
Has anyone out there in Radio Land, have you listened to anything? Have you purchased merch? Please call the Taylor Swift Tortured Poets Department Store Santa Hotline, 651-641-1071. Please call the Taylor Swift Tortured Poets Department Store Santa Hotline, 651-641-1071. Thank you. And let us know, because like Holly said, we're going to have trouble covering this because she has a potty mouth. Which I love,
but
makes it hard for the radio, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because even though we're mad at Bea Arthur right now, we still want to keep our job, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's very ethereal sounding, so you kind of just maybe want to, like, doze into a nap.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You know, and I don't mean that mean, because there's a lot of music that you want to do that, right? You're just like, you feel relaxed when you listen to it. It's a little bippity-boppity-boo-ish, you know? It's like, all right, you know?
Yeah.
I'm feeling this. You know, you just want to, like, hang out at home. That's why I think these sweatpants and shorts and, like, just hangout clothes is absolutely appropriate.
Girl, here's what we've just learned.
What's
our
that?
6 o'clock audience, they are not Swifties.
Or they're online just trying to refresh and get some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that.
Yeah. Or they're listening to the music right now.
All by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, another reason to go home.
Right? Yeah. No one's listening. Let's go home. let's just leave. Because we've had more response asking people what their favorite bagel flavor is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can call the Taylor Swift / bagel hotline.
Yeah.
And we'll take a survey. Who wants to talk about Taylor Swift? Who wants to talk about bagels?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your favorite track?
Yeah.
And do you like everything bagels?
Let me see. Let me look. Have you guys looked at the track list?
Yeah.
Any names?
I've played a few of. I've listened to more than half of the album.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, why the hell did why did we open up the hotline? We could just call you.
I mean, I was just you.
No. We should have just called you.
Big fans.
I'm gonna call you. I'm going to call you
You're
going to
call me? Oh, there's... Oh,
okay.
That was a ghost call.
Okay, here we go.
So to hear some of the collapse... Oh, what are we doing?
Well, do you like it? Give me
it's just it's very ethereal sounding. There's definitely, like, some bopping and bipping. For pop songs especially, like, I want to hear the hook, and maybe that I'm, like, old school like that, but there's a lot of songs without hooks. You know, she's telling a story. A grand story. So listening in order of the songs, you know, that's, I think, what it's made for. It's an anthology, right? So you're listening. And so I'm trying to keep up with all of the, you know, the storytelling of it. She's brilliant at that.
Well.
And then, then she has some really fun collabs, too. The Post Malone song is the first single. And that's probably the most, like, bassy or beady.
Sarah wrote to us, Jace, Lex, Holly, you have to play So High School. That's the one about Travis.
Travis. Kelsey. Her boyfriend now.
Travis. Oh my God, Holly.
Like, who's Travis?
Snoop Dogg. Yeah. Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
I'm legit. I was like, who's Travis?
You've got mail.
Barefoot she says goodbye to London. Yes.
Barefoot Contessa writes, I like Fortnite, I guess. Other than that, I'm tired of it all.
Yeah, lot of it really does merge into, it sounds a lot very similar to the track before. I was like, oh, it moved to the next track. Okay.
Oh, I'm not going to like that. Okay, so So Long, London. But Daddy, I Love Him.
But Daddy, I Love Him. Yep.
The Little Mermaid reference. Right. Fresh Out of the Slammer.
Mm-hmm. Florida. That one has bad words in it, I know.
Oh, yeah. That has naughties and allegedly is about Joe Alwyn. Matt Healy.
Matt Healy.
Remember, because before she dated Travis Kelce last year, she got hot and heavy with Matt Healy from the 1975. And yes. He stepped into it with some of the things that he decided to say last year.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Florida, !!
Uh-huh.
Wait, is that a song?
It is.
That is.
That is a song.
Guilty as Sin? Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Yep. Oh, sorry. I hit that. Okay. Yep.
Get control, Alexis.
Oh, seriously. My gosh. Ooh, my finger.
I Can Fix Him. No, Really, I Can.
No, Really, I Can. Yeah.
I don't know what track 11, 12 is. What the hell is that? Lomi?
I was wondering about that. That's where I am at on the album. Know.
13, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart.
Okay.
The next one, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they mean, I'm not going to touch that with a ruler.
Yeah. You wish you were a little taller, like a baller, or
no, I'm not gonna,
tripod.
No, it's Taylor's.
Send me up. Yeah, go ahead, Holly. Go ahead, please.
I was going to say it's her musical ode to the movie The Gnome Mobile.
Yeah. Deep the cut. Alchemy, track 15, Clarabel.
Bo, Clarabel.
Not Clarabel the cow.
Sorry. Clarabel. I like Clarabel's. I like her. That's a fun cow. Yeah.
Oh.
And then All's Fair in Love and Poetry. Oh, God. I think I'm bored.
I mean, of the ones that I listened to, The Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah.
That one I think so that one and also Fortnite, that just the first single out with Post Malone, those will be the top two because those are like more poppy sounding, like you can kind of, you know, move and groove to those a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
Versus just like, you know, Swaying in the Wind.
Hey, like,
you know,
Nell.
For some of that.
I'll take a quarter pound. That was
changed. Yeah. A lot of that sounds like it. I was listening to someone I came in, and Holly, made an observation. It does sound very Lana Del Rey.
Oh, extremely Lana Del Rey. At one point, I was like, wait, are you listening to Lana Del Rey? Is that what you're actually listening to?
Nope.
Hey in the Wind.
Taylor. Yeah, hey. It's true. It's
Way in the Wind. I'll take a quarter pounder with cheese, a medium Coke, and a large fry.
It does feel like
Nell
that.
Nell at McDonald's, yeah. There we go. Tay
very
in the Wind.
Floaty.
That's right.
I think she accuses one of them of being an alcoholic. Also, she's talking to her boyfriend at the time, and they wonder why, like, Charlie Puth isn't a bigger star than he is. So
yeah,
he got a call out.
Friends. Yeah.
So there's some things like that, you know, at least the little Easter eggs and everybody talks about, you know.
Okay. Well, listen to it. Let us know what you think.
Oh, Kristen said, you know, she has the right word for it. Mellow. That's absolutely. And she's looking for some happy Taylor. Yeah, me too. I want some hooky vibes here, you know.
Well, Lex,
they're not in this album.
Girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
What? Say what? It is poets.
I love you. I love you. But I don't mean to point out the obvious, my dear, dear, dear friend. But look no further than the title of the album, The Dead Poets Society Department Store Santa. I mean, it's very.
It's true.
What did you want?
What
do you want? Dance floor? I mean, what do you want?
I'm feeling sad and depressed, you know, just listening to some of this stuff.
Mousercise? I mean, what do you want? Upbeat? You want Whitney Houston? What?
Heck
come on.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Is that too much to ask?
I think
and I
so.
I get it. You know, this is the vibe, and maybe the next one will be, you know, touchdown time.
I doubt it.
Rah, rah.
Yeah. Hey, register to win. Listener rewards. Enter to win an aesthetic skincare bundle from One Agora Integrative Health, a catering package from Taizé Fresh Mediterranean, and movie passes to an early screening of The Idea of You. Make sure you're registered. If you're not registered, you can't win. And if you don't listen, you can't win. You got that? MyTalk1071.com. We're going to take a break. When we return, Billy Joel, that broadcast is being rebroadcasted tonight.
Ooh, say goodbye to unwanted pests with a single phone call to Plunkett's Pest Control. It's Minnesota's best pest control service and has been for more than 100 years. Established in Minnesota, 1915, family-owned and operated, trusted technicians backed by a century of experience. And you don't want to let pests take over your home. And right now, they're ready to get into your home, and they're randy. They're ready to make more, and they're just looking for a nice, cozy place to do that. Don't let that be your home, you know? Let that be your neighbor's home, and then they have to call Plunkett's too. Trust the pros at Plunkett's for effective and eco-friendly control methods. Deep roots in Minnesota. I love my technician, Patrick. He's coming next week, and I cannot wait because we need to get spring ready and ready for those pests trying to get in. He starts on the outside and then works inside to make sure they don't get in the first place. Keeping pests in their place, not yours. Contact Plunkett's Pest Control today at Plunkett's.net. That's Plunkett's.net.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk, where everything is fun.
Woohoo!
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Unless you're listening to Taylor Swift's new album and it's Sad Girl Spring.
Ooh, yeah, sure is. Sad Girl Spring. That is what it is.
Oh. So, if you are going to be home tonight and, you know, oh, you're like, oh, God, I've seen every episode of Blue Bloods. What should I watch? What should they watch, Lex?
Yeah, or if you were watching on Sunday and Piano Man got cut off and then local news started and you were like, wait a second, hold up now.
Yeah.
Billy Joel, the 100th live at Madison Square Garden will replay in its entirety tonight starting at 8 o'clock. It will also stream on Paramount Plus. This is on CBS, of course. So if you weren't happy with that, you know, they've apologized. The network is like, here we go. We're doing the whole thing. But some news came out about the original viewing on Sunday night and seemed as if they were already having problems before the cutoff because Billy Joel drummed up 5.73 million viewers on Sunday. It's the least watched fair on CBS on Sundays. Of the Sundays. Also, 60 Minutes and Tracker drew 8 million viewers, meaning that 30% of the audience checked out before the special even began.
Yup.
So, there's that.
Yeah. That's a big drop.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really big drop. And for CBS, that usually owns Sunday nights.
Yep.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
That is not good. That is not good. Well, so this will be even lower.
Probably.
Yeah.
And they're probably thinking, man, we got to make this up. But yeah, people were mad. They wanted to see the whole Piano Man.
Yeah, this is, I believe it's going to be in the 2 to 3 million range.
Yeah, probably something like that. Yeah. Which is, even
if you're
lower.
Lucky.
Yeah. I am a little surprised.
Oh, but there's an episode of SWAT that's on before the Billy Joel concert tonight.
Oh, well, that should help. What SWAT is this?
Bleeding.
Isn't there like 50 of these things, just like FBIs and NCISs? Is this?
I believe we're at a singular SWAT at this point.
Oh,
just the one.
Oh, I thought this was like SWAT Terre Haute. You know,
yeah. Well, if it's real popular, you know they're doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. SWAT Muncie, Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's my favorite.
I think we should go international.
Yeah.
Maybe Auckland.
Oh, SWAT Auckland.
Yeah. And then hobbits are there.
Oh, sure, Lex. Whatever you want to be in Auckland, you can have it. Yeah. Oh,
why does the SWAT team have to go and take care of the hobbits?
Well, I'm just thinking, somebody, you know, I want to see New Zealand is, I think, what it is. Oh. Yeah. I want to see the B-roll. don't care about actual swatting.
I have not seen.
They probably call themselves something else there, but.
A single one of those shows. I've never watched any of them. Not a one.
Yeah, I haven't watched SWAT either.
Yeah.
Oh, or of like FBI?
No. I haven't watched that either.
Blue Bloods?
Nope.
Watch that.
My father-in-law has watched every episode of Blue Bloods.
It's good.
Multiple times. Yeah, he loves it. You've watched it, Lex?
Yes, I have. It's very good.
You enjoy it?
I do. Okay. Gosh, and now I'm like thinking, well.
What do you think of Tom Selleck's giant head?
I love Tom Selleck. Yeah, I think that, and Donnie Wahlberg is in it. So, you know, that helps a lot.
Yes.
Well, look at the FBI, FBI International, FBI Most Wanted, the FBI Declassified, FBI True.
Wow.
Wait, no. You made a couple of those up, didn't you? No?
Absolutely not. FBI, FBI International, FBI Most Wanted, FBI Declassified, FBI True.
Wow.
What is that's true? A lot.
Must be the real life FBI.
Yeah, it's the real life thing.
Okay.
But it has,
like Law and Order did.
Yeah, but it has the same font as FBI. So this is like actually a documentary series that shares stories of the real FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, not made up by the writers.
Right. But it also kind of comes in the same font. So it's like in the same universe.
Right.
You got to look at that font.
You sure do.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's tonight on CBS.
Right, yeah.
As you're listening,
Billy Joel, 8 o'clock.
As you're listening to Taylor Swift's "Sad Girl Spring," you can watch in the background Billy Joel, "Old Man Summer."
Yeah. But that would be kind of funny, actually. He's playing, and you just hear Taylor.
I wonder, Swifties, they're not going to leave their house this weekend.
Oh, no. There's no reason.
They're just going to keep listening to this on replay. They're not going to leave their home.
Oh, yeah. And they're already talking about the different Easter eggs and kisses back to other songs and times and, lines that mean, this must be about this guy versus the other guy.
Hey, I can make fun of the songs. I'm not going to make fun of the peeps. I love when people really, really love something. As someone who loves things big, bravo. Go have fun over the weekend.
Absolutely.
Let me know how it is on the other end.
Yeah, and which ones are your favorites? We'd love to hear your favorite tracks.
That's right. When we come back, have you ever left something in an Uber or a Lyft? You'll never believe the weirdest things people have left. That and more when we come back. It's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. The weekend is here, and that means it's happy hour time. Turtle time, as Ramona would say. So get thee to Red Rabbit or Red Cow. If you're going to the downtowns for an event, plan ahead. Get there early. Head to Red Rabbit and Red Cow. Both of their happy hours were listed as one of the best in the cities. 2 to 5:30 Monday through, or Tuesday through Friday. They're closed on Mondays. And they have a $6, $7, and $8 menu filled with everything you can want. For instance, let's talk about Red Cow. I just was there a couple days ago. Red Cow's $8 menu is loaded with food. There are sliders. Oh, they have two different versions of sliders. They have the legendary chips and dip, the award-winning chips and dip, and more. And then the $7 menu, you can get a variety of margaritas. That's right. It's so great. So grab your friends this weekend and run to Red Cow and Red Rabbit for happy hour.